This meeting to an order, and once we have our flag image on the screen, I'll invite you all to join me in a Pledge of Allegiance. There you go.
Nice.
I pledge
I pledge
allegiance to
allegiance
the
to the
flag
flag
of the
of the
United
United
States of
States of
America,
America
and to the
and to the
Republic
Republic
for which it
for which it
stands,
stands,
one
one
nation,
nation,
under
under
God,
God,
indivisible,
indivisible,
with liberty and
liberty and
justice for
justice
all.
for all.
All right, now we'll start a roll call of the Planning Commission. Did I hear Ms. Gregory is going to lead us in that today?
Yes, that's correct.
Yes.
Vice Chair.
Commissioner Fuller?
Present.
Commissioner Fullerton?
Present.
Commissioner Reyes Martin?
Present.
Commissioner Smith?
Present.
Vice Chair Maynard?
Present. Thank you, Ms. Gregory. With that, we'll go on to the public forum. Before we begin the public forum, I'd like to let the public know what to expect and how to share comments tonight. The meeting is being conducted utilizing teleconferencing and electronic means consistent with the State of California Executive Order N2920, dated March 17th, 2020, regarding the COVID-19 pandemic. The live stream of the meeting may be viewed on the television and or online at the city's website. In accordance with Executive Order 92920, the public may only view the meeting on Goleta Channel 19 and or online and not in the council chamber. The City of Goleta encourages and welcomes public participation during this time, and we've provided public participation through the following options: public comments submitted to the city clerk and distributed to the Planning Commission, public comment received via email and requested to be read into the record, so as long as it does not exceed the 3-minute time limit, and public comment for those that wish to join the meeting electronically or via telephone. All of the above referenced ways to participate and or watch are provided on the agenda and on the city's website. Now I'd like to pause for a moment and see if we have any speakers for the public forum. The public forum is an opportunity for anybody of the public to speak to an item that is not agendized tonight. Ms. Gregory, do we have any comments for the public forum?
If there are any attendees, members of the public wishing to speak, please click the raise your hand icon. And I do not have any written comments, and I do not see anyone putting an interest in speaking.
Thank you, Ms. Gregory. So now we'll go to Director Imhoff. Are there any amendments or adjustments to tonight's agenda?
Madam Vice Chair, we have no amendments or adjustments.
Thank you. So now we'll go on to our administrative agenda. The first item on the administrative agenda is A120-335, approval of the Planning Commission meeting minutes for August 24th, 2020. Are there any corrections or comments to the meeting minutes? Okay, not seeing any. Would any of the commissioners like to make a motion on the meeting minutes of August 24th?
I so move.
Jennifer, or Commissioner Smith, would you like to second?
Sure.
Commissioner Smith, was that a second?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Ms. Gregory, can you lead us in a roll call vote for the meeting minutes of August 24th?
Commissioner Fuller?
Yes.
Commissioner Fullerton?
Yes.
Commissioner Reyes Martin?
Yes.
Commissioner Smith?
Yes.
Vice Chair Maynard?
Yes. All right, so the meeting minutes are now passed. We'll now go to our first discussion action item, item B12338, Planning Commission selection of officers. Director Imhoff, do you want to say anything about this item before we begin?
Madam Vice Chair, no. David Kutaya is here from the City Clerk's office to lead the Planning Commission through this item.
Okay, wonderful.
And good evening, commissioners. So tonight we need to elect a chair and vice chair from among members of the Planning Commission. The Goleta Municipal Code directs that the Planning Commission annually elect a chair and vice chair from among its members at its first meeting in February of each year. In accordance with this requirement, the Planning Commission selected Bill Sheeler as chair and Kenny Maynard as vice chair on February 10, 2020. In May of this year, Chair Sheeler resigned from the Planning Commission along with Commissioner Miller. In July 2020, the City Council appointed Jennifer Fullerton and Luz Reyes Martin to the Planning Commission. With the resignation of Chair Sheeler, the need has arisen to elect a new chair for the remainder of the term ending February 2021. I will ask for nominations, and a second is not required. So do I have a nomination for chair?
I nominate Vice Chair Maynard.
Okay. Do I have any other nominations? Okay. So we will go ahead and do a roll call vote. Okay.
Commissioner Smith.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Linda.
I'm sorry. Commissioner Fuller?
Yes.
Commissioner Fullerton?
Yes.
Commissioner Reyes Martin?
Yes.
Commissioner Smith?
Yes.
Vice Chair Maynard?
I thank the commission and yes.
Thank you.
Excellent. And in that case, we now need a vice chair. So I will now open a nomination period for the vice chair.
I would nominate Commissioner Luz Reyes Martin for vice chair.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do I have any additional nominations? Okay, would the clerk please do a roll call vote?
Commissioner Fuller?
Yes.
Commissioner Fullerton?
Yes.
Commissioner Reyes Martin?
And with appreciation, yes.
Commissioner Smith?
Yes.
Chair Maynard?
Yes.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Chair Maynard and Vice Chair Martin. That concludes this report.
All right, so with that, we'll go ahead. Thank you, Mr. Kataya, for leading us through that so smoothly. We'll go ahead to the public hearing. This is our item C, and this is C-120-337, Proposed General Plan Amendment and Ordinance Amendment for 5631 Cai Real, APNs 069, 160, 057, 058, and case numbers 20002 GPA, 20002 ORD. And I believe we will begin with a presentation by Mr. Noddings.
Good evening. I'm joined here tonight with Ms. Prossy, current planning manager, and Mary Chang, Ms. Chang, supervising senior planner, and the applicant's agent, or one of the applicant's agents, Jarrett Gorin. With that, I think we can get started. You all see my screen, correct? It doesn't give me a view of what you see, so here we go.
Yeah, that's good.
So this is a request for a general plan amendment and ordinance zoning amendment, specifically map changes for 5631 Cai Real. It currently has a land use and zoning designation of public quasi-public, and the proposed change is to community commercial. It's ultimately, in that sense, that really is the gist of the project description. I'll come back to this slide in a minute, but that's the project. There is no physical development. There is no request at this time for any kind of modification. And ultimately, really, a modification would only be needed if there was physical development proposed and it was required per the code. So we really can just talk about land use. And speaking of land use, I'll go back to this slide here. you can see in this area, this large purple area, that's for Calle Real and the 101. Across the street, you have community commercial, specifically two hotels, a Best Western, and the other one escapes me, but it's in the staff report. To the west, you have the gas station, and to the west of that, you have all of the Calle Real shopping center, that entire corridor. So this really is the end of that Calle Real shopping center corridor. And the proposal is to make it community commercial, like almost everything else out there. Actually, that one exception being the gas station, which is intersection commercial, still a type of commercial. So we are here tonight because Goleta Municipal Code requires that the Planning Commission make a recommendation to the City Council when considering a general plan amendment or a zoning amendment. And ultimately, it's the City Council that will be making the decision here. And that is the, well, I guess, right, there is no point of appeal in that you can't appeal above City Council. So that is the process moving forward. And we will see what you recommend. I have some more background information I can share with you. So this is a really small site, about 1/10 of an acre for the entire site, which technically does consist of two parcels, but it's all known as 5631 Calle Real. In the 1990s, the county permitted a 1,500 square foot two-story building to be built on the lot, along with three parking spaces, one of which was handicap accessible, ADA compliant. And it was permitted then and has been used since for commercial uses. Today it is real estate services for Suncoast Realty on the first floor and personal services, i.e. a massage parlor, on the second floor. Like I said, surrounding uses, you've got a lot of commercial and you've got the Highway 101 and Calle Real. The historically, when it was permitted in the 90s by the county, it had a land use of general commercial and a C2, kind of your middle general commercial zoning. In 2006, when the city adopted its existing general plan, this property was changed. The land use was changed to public, quasi-public. Staff have done everything we can to try and discern why this was done, but ultimately it's not discussed in the EIR. It's never been in written plans, and I'll come back to that in a moment, but it was done that way. And we fast forward to this year, earlier this year, when City Council adopted Title 17 of the Goleta Municipal Code. And that changed zoning throughout the city to be consistent with a site's designated land use. So now the site not only has a public, quasi-public land use, but also the same zoning. So as I was getting into, it's not stated in the EIR why this was changed. There are no written city plans calling for use of this site for public, quasi-public uses. All other public, quasi-public properties in the city are either owned by a public agency, such as City of Goleta, or a school, or are run by utilities, SCE substations. No other surrounding commercial land uses were changed. And the property has never been used for public, quasi-public uses, and the owner did not request this change. So that's what we can say definitively about the history and how we got here today. With while this is just about land use, since there's no physical development, discussing parking and traffic and that sort of thing really isn't germane, but it was of interest to the city council. So we included that in the staff report, and discuss it now. With respect to traffic, Calle Real in this section has a level of service rated A. So you can't get better than that. And this existing commercial use existed back in 2005 when that traffic study was done. And it has continued to this day. And it was included in the analysis of the GPA at full build out in 2030. So we're just bringing it back to what it was analyzed, or at least that's what's proposed. And all that traffic existed then, it exists today, and it was projected out to 2030. For parking, the site does, as mentioned in the staff report, it is non-conforming per today's standards, but the county permitted it this way, and it was conforming then. If there's any physical development, or if there's a change of use proposed that triggers one of the, there's three different types of changes that can trigger a change of use permit. One is changing a use such that parking is increased. Blanking on what the other two are, but my point is, if there's a change of use, one being changing it from, say, commercial to residential or commercial to industrial, entire category change. If there's a change of use proposed in the future, that it would, and if it triggered one of these three change of use categories, then we would have to revisit parking, and either it would have to be provided on site, or it would be provided off-site required, or the applicant would have to successfully request a formal modification, which would bring us back to you. I spent a lot of time on that when we really don't need to, so I'm going to move on. For environmental review, this is covered in a few different ways. It's categorically exempt from CEQA for two reasons. The use isn't changing. We're bringing it back to what it used to be and what it is currently used as. So there's just no possibility of a significant environmental impact. And it's also not a project. And for example, there's no physical development proposed here. If that wasn't enough, it, as mentioned before, it was analyzed in the 2006 general plan and its EIR. Yes, it was analyzed as public, quasi-public, which has uses such as schools and cemeteries and, the full list is provided in your staff report. But suffice to say, those uses are either similar in intensity to, or perhaps more intense than, the proposed land use of community commercial. So even if CEQA, if it weren't exempt from CEQA, it would not need a further environmental review. So in conclusion, the requested general plan amendment and ordinance amendment would make the property's land use and zoning consistent with the site's current use, historic use, adjacent uses, and earlier land use and zoning designations. There is, again, no physical development proposed, and no significant impact would result. And so for all of those reasons, staff recommend that the Planning Commission recommend to the City Council to approve the requested general plan amendment and ordinance amendment. And with that, unless there's any other input from perhaps Ms. Chang or Ms. Prossy, I am done.
Thank you, Mr. Noddings. Is there any comments from Ms. Chang or Ms. Prossy? Not seeing any. Great. So at this point, we'll take any questions from the Planning Commission, and then we'll open it up to the public comment. And actually, Ms. Kai, should we do ex parte communications on this one? Yeah. Yes. Let's do that, especially with new Planning Commissioners. Good to practice that. Ms. Gregory, can you lead us in ex parte communications to kind of do a roll call for that?
Commissioner Fuller?
Nothing to disclose.
Commissioner Fullerton?
No ex parte.
Commissioner Smith?
No ex parte communications, I've driven by the site.
Vice Chair Reyes-Martin?
No ex parte communications.
Chair Maynard?
I have no ex parte communications, but do frequently drive by the site. With that, we'll take any questions from the Planning Commission before we go to public comment. Commissioner Smith?
Just a quick question. This seems pretty straightforward. I just didn't know as a practical matter, or if it, I don't know if it could be disclosed, but I didn't know, is there a potential sale, or I'm just sort of wondering how this sort of came to light, or because of the new zoning code, or I just was sort of wondering how it was at this point.
We have Mr. Jarrett Gordon should be attending tonight, a representative for the applicant. And
yeah, I'm here. Can you guys hear me?
Yes,
we can.
Great. Do you want me to answer that now or wait until it's the applicant's presentation? And I don't have much of a presentation anyway. What do you prefer?
You know, if there is going to be a presentation, let's maybe hold that for just a minute and see if there's any other questions. Are there any other questions from the Planning Commission? Okay, seeing no other, I got a question. Commissioner Reyes-Martin.
Sorry, I was trying to find my unmute. Mr. Noddings, you mentioned that if the use changed or there was a proposed significant change, then that would trigger kind of relooking at it, especially with regards to the current non-conforming parking. Is that also the case if an application came in for a use that is permitted by right at the site with this new designation?
So any proposed change would be reviewed, and that includes uses by right. And the question is, does it trigger this, does it trigger that? So for example, restaurant parking is a higher ratio, one of the highest ratios requirements in terms of floor area. So if a restaurant were proposed to go in, we would have to compare what is required under existing code and then what's required under if it were a restaurant. And if that change increases the parking ratio, then we trigger the change of use permit requirement.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions from the Planning Commission? Okay, not seeing any. Let's go ahead to the presentation by the applicant, Mr. Gorin, and then
Hi.
We'll do the rest of public comment.
I'm Jarrett Gorin. I'm with Vanguard Planning, and we represent the applicant, the Sun Group LLC. And I don't really have a whole lot to add following the staff presentation. I reviewed the staff report. Everything looks really thorough and good in there. It's pretty straightforward cleanup item. We have no idea when this thing got changed to public, quasi-public, but it's sort of an anomaly out there, and it's a site that could never really be used for any of the uses that are in that zoning designation. So we agree with staff that it makes a lot of sense to give this the same zoning as the entire commercial surrounding area so that we can have consistent uses with that area and also eliminate the non-conforming legal non-conforming status that we have now. This was a particularly interesting deal with the timing of your adopting your new zoning ordinance, because we had to go through some complicated things there. But anyway, staff did a great job helping guide us through that, and we really appreciate it. the question as to why did this come up, it did come up as part of a potential sale. And that's when we noticed that these general plan and zonings didn't match. And at that point, it was the general plan didn't match the zoning. The zoning at that point was commercial. And then we did a general plan amendment application, and then you guys changed the zoning to match the previous quasi-public. And so now we have to do a general plan amendment and zone change to make it all go back to what we believe is the right thing. So that's how this all came up. I believe that was the question. If there's any other questions, I can answer them. Otherwise, I just don't have any more than that.
All right. Are there any other public comments?
If there are any members of the public wishing to speak, please click the raise your hand icon now. And I do not see anyone wishing to speak at this time.
Before I close the public comment, are there any last questions from the Planning Commission? Okay, not seeing any additional questions. We will. Mr. Nodding, did you have something?
Yes, Chair Maynard, thank you. I just wanted to comment. The applicant's agent has a very sharp eye and pointed out a typo on one page of the resolution. Instead of saying a zoning ordinance amendment, it says N, the letter N, zoning ordinance amendment. So should you approve this tonight, the resolution, then we will fix that on our end before it gets signed.
Thank you, Mr. Noddings. All right, so let's go ahead and close the public comment or close the public hearing, and now we'll go on to deliberation. Are there any comments from the planning commissioners on this item and how you would like us to vote tonight? Okay, Commissioner Fuller.
Yeah, I'll just make a comment. It seems pretty straightforward. It's almost like there was a mistake here, and no time like the present to correct mistakes. So I almost feel like apologizing to the owners that it happened, but people have to be aware of what's going on with the general plan and the zoning and what it can do to their properties. And this is an example of that. So no time like the present.
Any other comments in the deliberation from other planning commissioners? Okay, I'll take a motion. Would anybody like to make a motion? Commissioner Smith?
Let's see, I would move that the Planning Commission recommend to the sitting council approval of the requested general plan and ordinance amendments. That's the
short version.
Ms. Gregory, do we need to read out the full piece there, or is that sufficient?
I think if you read it out, or I can read it, if you prefer.
Okay. Why don't you go ahead and read it? Okay. Thank you.
To approve an ordinance amendment from public quasi-public P-QP to community commercial C-C on a 4,355 square foot, 0.01 acre site located at 5631 Cali Real, APNs 069-160-057 and -058, case numbers 20-20002-GPA and 20-0002-ORD.
Second.
Thank you. So we got a first and a second. Is there any other comments on this before we go to vote? Not seeing any. Ms. Gregory, can you lead us in a roll call vote?
Commissioner Fuller?
Yes.
Commissioner Fullerton?
Yes.
Commissioner Smith?
Yes.
Commissioner Reyes-Martin? Excuse me, Vice Chair Reyes-Martin and Chair Maynard.
Yes. With that, the resolution passes in a unanimous vote. So we'll go from there on to the, and I would like to give a thank you to Mr. Noddings, Ms. Chang, and Ms. Prasi for a lovely presentation tonight.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. We'll now move on to the director's report. Director Imhoff, would you like to share anything with us tonight?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I have a brief report. First, I'd like to remind the commissioners and all those listening to please complete your census forms if you haven't yet. We're rapidly approaching the end of the census period, and it's vital for the city of Goleta that we have an accurate count of our residents. Second, I want to alert the commission to a workshop that the Santa Barbara County Association of Governments is holding on September 24th concerning their regional transportation plan and sustainable community strategy, as well as the regional housing needs process. That will occur on September 24th. There are two sessions, one at noon and one at 5:30 p.m. And you can find the information on that on the SBCAG website or by contacting our management assistant, Kim Dominguez. Then another reminder that on October 5th, the Coastal Housing Coalition is going to be hosting its sixth annual Santa Barbara Housing Conference. I mentioned this in a prior report. I believe that so far two commissioners will be attending that event, and all are welcome to attend. We'd be happy to sign you up. However, the cost of registration increases after September 30th. So if you do plan to attend or would like to attend, please let Kim Dominguez know so we can get you signed up as soon as possible.
Just a quick clarification. I think that was October 2nd was the housing conference. Looking at my calendar.
Verify that. For some reason, I had October 5th noted. Let me check that.
I believe it's Friday, October 2nd.
You're correct. Thank you. I stand corrected. Thank you, Chair Maynard. It is Friday, October 2nd. Then finally, our next scheduled Planning Commission meeting right now is October 12th. We don't have any items as of this point, but assuming that we identify some, then we'll be meeting next on October 12th. And that concludes my report.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Director Imhoff. Are there any comments from Planning Commission tonight?
Just want to congratulate Chair Maynard and Vice Chair Luis Reyes Martinez.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Fuller.
Thank you.
Are there any additional comments from the Planning Commission tonight? Not seeing any other hands. So we'll go ahead for adjournment. Would any commissioners like to make a motion for adjournment? Okay, Commissioner Fullerton?
I'll motion to adjourn.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Commissioner Reyes-Martinez seconds. And then Ms. Gregory, can you lead us in a roll call vote to adjourn?
Commissioner Fuller?
Yes.
Commissioner Fullerton?
Yes.
Commissioner Smith? Vice Chair Reyes-Martin?
Yes.
Chair Maynard?
Yes, we have now adjourned.